Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
She knows everything.
All right, smartass.
Just ask her.
So she's super attractive and she's super smart.
It's time to ask Nancy Know-It-All.
You think you know everything.
Nancy Know-It-All time. We are lucky because we get to interact every single day with a know-it-all
yes.
on this show.
You're welcome.
And you get to do the same
Not
thing.
Not really.
So if you're... the adults are talking.
It's Greg at a charity event. Live auction time.
If you're facing a dilemma in life, Nancy Know-It-All is always here to help you. And that's what's happening with a woman who listens to this show who sent an email early this morning, and I will read it verbatim. Last night, we had a back-to-school meeting of our school booster committee.
Okay.
All the right. boosters.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They do the bake sales.
Yeah.
Can
we still do bake sales in 2018?
Oh, sure.
No nuts. I mean,
right.
And,
no gluten.
And no sugar and
right.
no gluten
so,
and no straws.
No, no food.
And no, yeah.
It's a right. celery sale.
Yeah. But anyway, when we were leaving the restaurant, I saw my brother-in-law in the corner with a woman I didn't know.
Oh, that is awkward AF.
I have had horrible anxiety about it all night because I think it is my responsibility to tell my sister about it, but I'm worried about creating family discord.
Mm-hmm.
What would Nancy Know-It-All do?
All right. So in a case like this, what I would do, so the little brainiac here is the machine is going beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, beep. I might try to gauge, like have a chat with your sister and just kind of gauge where they're at, what's at. Because it doesn't sound like while you saw them at a restaurant in the corner, you didn't mention, you know, maybe if you're listening, you could text in and clarify. You didn't mention whether there was any, you know,
canoodling?
Handsiness or canoodling going on.
Yeah.
You know,
were they getting a little handsy over
right.
there in the corner?
I mean, were they same-siding it?
Yeah.
It could have been a business dinner.
Right.
It could be their marriage counselor. It could be literally anything. So if they're just two people out doing just because they're sitting in the corner, maybe that's just the table that happened to be available in the server rotation.
Yeah.
You know, you can't read too much into that at this moment. Maybe...
Why do women always assume evil intent? I mean, maybe the guy
have
was...
Have you guys met you?
Maybe he was...
Have you met yourselves?
Maybe he was trying to arrange some sort of a special gift for their
yes.
upcoming anniversary.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or
that's a good one, Greg.
Having a ring designed or
maybe
something.
Maybe she's a psychic.
Or something like that.
Question?
Yes.
Why... I don't understand why people... If she was there and saw him...
Yeah, why don't you just go up?
Walk up.
That's what a texter says.
If he freaks out and turns into a wet noodle, you know he's cheating on.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't that confrontational, though. They're not comfortable doing that. Like, you know, so. Yeah, I would probably have just been like, oh, hey, what's going on? Just give the nod and then see, like, if he does the call over or looks freaked out.
Give him the old looking at you, two fingers
right,
in the eyes.
Like
pointing.
Robert De Niro and meet the parents. Yeah.
Here's a 978 text from a woman. Who says, are you kidding me? The sister bond trumps any possible misunderstanding.
Mm-mm.
You say something immediately.
Nope. I disagree with that. I know sisters that did not speak to each other for 5 years after something similar to this happened and one brought up the infidelity of the other's partner, and the other one didn't believe it, and it was a whole big thing, and it was a whole dust up. And then when she finally found out later on that the sister was telling the truth, they reconciled.
Here's a 401 text that says she should go to him, not her.
Yeah, why not? Be like, hey, Bill. So I happen to be, how you been, Bill? Good. So, you know, I was at Rossetti's the other night and happened to look in the back corner and, wow, kind of funny you were there. I mean, I don't know if I'd take that tone. It's a little accusatory.
Yeah, but was that you I saw at Grill 23 the other night? What were you doing over there? Well, this texter says that if he was cheating, he wouldn't be going to dinner somewhere where he could run into people that he knows.
Come on.
That's the easiest way to catch.
Guys are stupid. I think
you camouflage
the best,
by putting it out in the open. So then it seems like, of course, why would I go to dinner with a woman I was cheating on you with? Right, that would be so obvious. That's why you do it. Maybe he's just a ballsy guy and doesn't care.
Well, yeah.
It's been going on for a while and he's getting sloppy.
The walk up thing, just walk up, because he's going to be bundled for like the rest of time. He's like, oh no, this is Kathy. We work together.
Maybe it's his sister.
We're building a building, and then every barbecue, he's like scrambling. Oh hey, how's it going?
Here's a text that says she could just say to her sister, I saw whatever, Steve or whatever his name is, at such and such a restaurant last night and see if she knows that he was
like,
there.
Oh, yeah. Or ask what they, you'd be like, oh, how was your weekend? Like, did you do anything good? Like, see if she's like, oh, I stayed home with the kids Friday night. Steve had a business meeting with this new potential client, blah, blah, blah.
Here's a 910 text. Where's that from? From a woman who says, when it comes to women, we are sisters. See something? Say something.
Mm. Oh.
They're out there.
Yeah.
They are out there.
I don't know if I agree with that, North Carolina.
That's North Carolina. Well, thank you to North Carolina for listening, and I'm assuming that that is happening on the radio.com app, so thank you for that, and wherever you go around this great country of ours, and even in this great state of ours, you can enjoy this show and everything that we do here at WAAF exclusively on the radio.com app. So download it now.
I think she also needs to weigh the level of crazy that her sister possesses. If her sister is someone who can approach things in a level-headed manner like an adult and mature, then maybe you might just be like, hey, you know, I saw Steve on Friday night. It was like, did he have a thing, like a business thing or something? Do you know where he was? What did he tell you he was doing? If you know she's going to flip out, you have to handle it with kid gloves.
Here's a text that says, what happened to minding your own business?
It's your sister.
Yeah, it's your sister.
It's your family. It's blood. Yeah, it's blood. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't.
Second level friend, co-worker, then I'm MYOBing. My siblings, I will cut a bitch.
All right. So your advice then is that she should say something, and she should say it in a somewhat casual manner as opposed to starting an all-out panic and then war by saying that she can confirm that he was doing something that was not in the code of conduct for husbands.
Bring it up in a way that doesn't make it automatically seem like he has nefarious intentions.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And then see what happens.
Maybe
see where the chips fall, or however that expression goes.
What do you think the percentage is of a guy? And it's funny because you guys just went to
a concert together.
And I don't like where you're going.
Do you have a
this?
Hotel room or?
Well, I have to tell you this. At the end of the evening, it was a little uncomfortable when somebody wanted. A little bit more.
A little extra.
After they shut down the beer line?
I've always looked at our relationship, me and Danielle, as platonic, and I'd like to keep it that way. I'd appreciate if during we didn't start the fire, you didn't start the groping of yours truly over here, rubbing my back or whatever you were doing during the concert.
With that runner figure of yours, I couldn't help it. And it wasn't even voluntary. It was just because you kept bleeding into the space of the seat, next to me.
I think it's I was drifting over onto your seat. I think it's possible. Very possible that the guy is having some kind of a business thing, or he's on a charity
at
committee,
night?
Or
in a back corner.
At night. It could just be that's where he was seated.
So that's where I was. That's where I was going when I said, "What's the percentage of a guy?
What are the odds that a guy and a girl?
That it's like, innocent? What's the percentage of
the innocence?
I mean, I think it's like, it could be
1%.
I think
out like six.
Who has a business? You know, when you go for a business meeting or you go for a business dinner, it's either a lunch. It's either people go for dinner.
If you go for dinner, it's lunch.
Dinners all the time.
Yeah, Greg has them every other night.
One on one with the chick. You're going out at night.
Professional people go out depending on their schedule. Maybe they had sales
calls.
Yeah, but
not one on
one. Yes, you don't have to go out as a group date because you're having a one on one business transaction, so that someone doesn't suspect that you're smashing the other person.
Yeah.
You might not be. There is a chance.
That's why that this thing is risky because. But I think if she just says, I like the approach where the person said, just say, hey, I saw, you know, Mark at the restaurant last night and didn't get a chance to say hi. Mm-hmm. And if she goes, what? He was supposed to be at the Rotary meeting.
Right.
Then you go, no, I didn't.
Know, then you know you can delve into it further.
Maybe your sister's a freak a leak and he was introducing or interviewing a third party.
Well, that could also get awkward.
That would be great.
Here's a text. Here's a 774 text that says, actually, Greg, Danielle was waking you up at the concert when she touched you on Friday. Yes, that's why I had drifted off.
Yes.
I had drifted off.
That's why the guy on the other side of you was complaining about the seat bleed. Could you move over a little
bit? Well, Johnny Egan really enjoyed that show. He's a huge Billy Joel fan.
Big time.
He really enjoyed that show.
I forgot to mention that the other day. I was trying to. There were a couple of things that you and I had made a mental note to mention yesterday, and I'd completely forgotten about them, but that reminded me. Johnny, I love you to pieces, but Johnny pulled a classic older individual at a concert move where they keep the flashlight on the phone while videotaping. So you're really not getting any of the show. You're just getting the back of the guy's head in front of you really bright.
Oh. Yes. Well, listen, Johnny is an older guy. Don't elderly shame.
I'm not. It's a technology thing. I thought it was very funny.
Yes. No, but he loves Billy Joel. And I mean, quite a catalog that Billy Joel has, I'll tell you. Not the same catalog as our Earmoth Unplugged guest tomorrow morning. Billy Joel hasn't been in two virtual supergroups, has he? I don't think so. But tomorrow morning on this show, Earmoth Unplugged, it's happening at 9. For those like LB who don't know the reason why the artist is coming in, we had a brief discussion on this program about songs that one might listen to post-breakup, and this song came up because I was unceremoniously dumped by a camp counselor named Karen. We worked together at Camp Thoreau in Concord, and actually Karen heard me mentioning this, called the show last week or the week before or whatever. She is still invited to come in tomorrow morning at 9. I would like to state publicly, in case any sister-in-law might be listening, I don't have any way of getting in touch with Karen.
Okay, good.
However, if somebody wants to tell her, did you reach her?
Much like you, Greg. Wait. We're being ghosted.
I'll keep trying. Wait. Oh, you reached out and no response. Yeah. Well,
not yet.
She doesn't trust herself. I mean,
can you imagine if she
walked in here tomorrow
and
melted when this English artist played our song. And when I say our song, it was it was only my song.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.